Ever notice how we've turned exhaustion into a badge of honor? We wear our sleepless nights like medals and measure our worth by how many hours we can push through without rest. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Your body isn't designed to run on fumes. Think of yourself as a smartphone, perpetually hovering at 10% battery. Technically functional, but one notification away from shutdown. This is how most of us stumble through life, depleted yet relentless. The revolutionary insight here isn't just about sleeping more or taking vacations. It's about understanding something far more fundamental. Your body operates on natural rhythms of exertion and recovery, what we call upstates and downstates. Just as your phone needs regular charging to maintain battery health, your body requires dedicated recovery periods to function optimally. Miss these windows, and you're not just tired, you're accelerating your own decline. We've been sold a lie about how our bodies work. The conventional wisdom says homeostasis, maintaining steady internal conditions, is the key to health. But this misses something crucial. You don't grow by staying the same. Real progress happens through a pattern of challenge followed by recovery, like a staircase rather than a flatline. Your neurons fire intense electrical bursts, then take mandatory microbreaks called refractory periods to restore resources. This cellular rhythm appears everywhere. Men experience post-ejaculation recovery to preserve sperm quality. Muscles break down during exercise and rebuild stronger during rest. This creates Recovery Plus, an upward zigzag trajectory where each recovery phase builds greater capacity. Your first workout exhausts you, triggering adaptations that make you stronger for the next. The plus means your body exceeds baseline with each cycle, ensuring continuous improvement. This principle extends beyond fitness to learning, relationships, and stress management. Growth requires both challenge and recovery. For 4.5 billion years, life followed the sun's rhythm. Before Edison's light bulb, before 24-hour stores and screens, recovery systems naturally aligned with daylight, establishing powerful circadian rhythms governing every organism's sleep-wake cycle. Your autonomic nervous system operates through two branches. The REV system, sympathetic, acts as your accelerator, mobilizing energy and increasing heart rate, blood pressure, and alertness. The restore system, parasympathetic, serves as your brake, slowing heart rate and directing resources toward digestion, immune function, and tissue repair. Some people naturally lean toward REV's assertiveness, others toward restore's contemplation. Neither is inherently better. Balance matters most. Modern life keeps us stuck in REV mode, creating chronic stress that ages us rapidly. This imbalance promotes sedentary behavior that weakens muscles and shrinks the hippocampus, triggers excessive inflammation that suppresses immunity, keeps blood pressure elevated, and converts food to sugar even while sitting. Most alarmingly, autonomic imbalance raises resting heart rate. Each 10-beat increase corresponds to roughly 20% higher mortality risk. The hopeful part, life experiences can change your set points positively when you prioritize restore processes. Light, particularly blue light at dawn, signals your brain to stop melatonin production, increase cortisol and adrenaline, and raise body temperature. At sunset, darkness triggers melatonin release. Your brain's suprachiasmatic nucleus synchronizes every cell to the rhythm of day and night. Your digestive system operates on biological time, with morning to midday optimal for eating. Studies show earlier eating patterns yield 10% decrease in BMI, double the waist circumference reduction, and 25% greater weight loss compared to late eaters consuming identical calories. Over the past century, we've abandoned these natural rhythms, increasing risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, and Alzheimer's. Sleep isn't just rest. It's where your brain consolidates memories, regulates hormones, replenishes energy, and repairs cellular damage. Sleep consists of four distinct stages. Stage 2 occupies 60% of total sleep. Slow Wave Sleep, SWS, is the fountain of youth, where muscles relax, brain activity decreases, and growth hormone floods your system. REM sleep reverses this, with heightened brain activity in emotional centers, while logical thinking areas shut down, which explains why dreams feel emotionally vivid, yet make no logical sense. Sleep cycles last 90 minutes, with early cycles rich in slow-wave sleep, SWS, and later ones dominated by REM. Going to bed late means missing critical SWS, time you can't recover with weekend sleep-ins. During SWS, your brain alternates on and off every half second, activating your glymphatic system to pump cerebral spinal fluid through brain tissue, flushing accumulated toxins. Without robust slow waves, neural landfills develop, blocking pathways between memory and decision-making centers. Even one night of poor sleep increases amyloid deposits. Chronic sleep loss dramatically raises dementia risk. REM sleep processes emotional experiences by transferring them from the emotion-centered amygdala to the rational prefrontal cortex, gradually decreasing emotional intensity. To optimize sleep, get to bed by 10 p.m., stop caffeine early, control light exposure, breathe through your nose, and maintain consistent sleep-wake times. With 70 million Americans suffering chronic sleep issues, this essential need remains dangerously neglected, despite links to anxiety, depression, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and dementia. Exercise triggers stress responses, quickened heartbeat, blood flow to extremities, then initiates recovery through your vagus nerve, slowing heart rate and relaxing muscles. A single moderate workout increases slow-wave sleep and brain slow waves throughout the night. Regular exercisers gain up to 75 extra minutes of sleep nightly, with benefits equal to sleeping pills but without addiction. Exercise also dampens chronic inflammation. People exercising 20 plus times monthly show nearly 40% lower inflammation markers and enlarges the prefrontal cortex and hippocampus, enhancing attention, memory, and emotion regulation. Fitness advances through optimizing exercise's recovery cycle. High-intensity training pushes systems beyond comfort zones. Compensation allows rebuilding, and supercompensation creates growth. When you eat matters as much as what you eat. Dark leafy greens provide lutein for anti-inflammatory effects, while berries contain anthocyanins that cross the blood-brain barrier and preserve memory. Time-restricted eating, limiting consumption to a 6-10-hour window daily, produces weight loss, reduced BMI, and improved blood pressure without calorie restriction. The path forward honors the natural balance between activity and rest. Your greatest obstacle? Protective inner voices resisting change. Start examining each choice. Simply asking, why am I doing this if it will hinder my sleep, when reaching for late-night sweets works 8 times out of 10. Inventory what undermines your efforts: smoking, excessive alcohol, bedtime procrastination, junk food, work stress, troubling relationships. Combat these by clearing psychological decks, limiting electronic interruptions, eating whole foods, and addressing stress through mindfulness. Create a daily downstate checklist: connecting with nature, assessing sleep quality, getting morning sunshine, practicing deep breathing, eating properly, connecting with others. These aren't luxuries, they're necessities for reaching your potential. Just as no oven truly self-cleans, stress without recovery won't achieve growth. In a world glorifying hustle and pathologizing rest, choosing recovery is radical. Your body isn't a machine to optimize until it breaks. It's a living system with rhythms older than civilization. By aligning with these ancient patterns, you're reclaiming what it means to be fully, vibrantly alive.